Thanksgiving week, what can we expect weather-wise? National Weather Service meteorologist Andy Boxall will join us on the next segment of the show. Three Fond du Lac County organizations are teaming up in the fight against domestic violence. And the executive director of the Solution Center, Nicole Johnson, will join us on the final segment to talk more about that. The Fond du Lac School District has a new director of communications, and the school board tonight will vote on the question of whether to commit money from the district's fund balance to build a new artificial turf football stadium at the high school. Joining us on this segment of the show, Superintendent Dr. Jim Siebert. Great to have you on the program.
Good morning, Greg. Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you.
It is the week.
As well. What are you thankful for?
Oh, I'm thankful for many things. Thankful for the great family that I have. You know, that's when you really break it down, you know, if things are good at home, things are often good in the rest of your life. And I'm very, very blessed to have an incredible wife and two amazing kids. And, you know, that's my immediate family. And then this time of year, you get to see a lot of your extended family. So that's always delightful as well. What are you thankful for?
The same things. Family, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
Important. Very important.
And as the one of three Viking fans, I'm thankful that the Packers laid an egg in San Francisco.
You and I were just talking about that. That was the 49ers looked very impressive.
All right. The school board tonight is going to approve the hiring of a new communications coordinator, Nicole Noonan. Will be hired. What is she going to be doing?
Well, we're very excited about this position. So we have had for the past few years a communications committee trying to look at ways that we strengthen our efforts in that area. And we actually engaged in a communications audit with Barb Nickel from the state of Minnesota about a little over a year ago. And that was really insightful from the standpoint that she did focus groups, she did surveys, and came up with 9 recommendations out of that audit. And the first one was that a district of this size really should invest in a director of communications and have a person that oversees that, has the knowledge base, has the thought process behind how do you communicate for a district of this size and how do you ensure that the great word is getting out and that you're helping people have the information they need. So we went through a process after the referendum. We were pretty referendum heavy at the end of that communications audit. So we kind of set it aside and came back to it and had a nice pool of candidates interviewed this fall. And Nicole Noonan rose to the top. Nicole currently works in the Kimberly Area School District. She had been there for 7 or 8 years, 7, I believe, as their communications person. She is award-winning from the standpoint of the pieces that she has created and the vision that she has had to help that school district move forward. And so we really could not be more excited to welcome Nicole to Fond du Lac and very excited about the talent that she brings and the role that position is going to play in the district is going to be monumental.
Is the thought that this position is needed more today because school districts like Fond du Lac are competing against other districts for students?
Sure.
In open enrollment?
Sure. So yeah, definitely open enrollment is a piece of it, and trying to certainly market the things where you are strong and keep as many of your own students as you can, as well as attract kids from the outside. And that's why it's important to continue to evolve as a district and have robust opportunities. And even as we talk about facilities tonight, having those types of facilities are attraction points for kids and retention points.
All right. So the board tonight votes on whether to commit money for the artificial turf.
Mm-hmm.
The question says $1.5 million. That was a number that was kind of thrown out there by board member Nick Tefke.
Yes.
The cost for an artificial turf football field, I think, has been estimated at, I want to say, $4.5 million.
Yeah, just under that. Conservatively, 4.4, 4.5 million.
The athletic director said he was confident, and he's repeated this, that he could raise $3.75 million in the private sector with donations. So why wouldn't the school board say, if they are willing to commit funds, we would be willing to commit $750,000?
That's a good question. It's a lot of money to fundraise. And, you know, with the way I think about it is I certainly have confidence in Mr. Michalkiewicz and his the committee with Joe Guyette and the gentlemen that are there. And I think they certainly will raise a lot of money. When you think about a facility, if we're talking $4.5 million, at 1.5, the district would be responsible for one-third of such a facility that, while it's going to be open to the community and we're going to try to get as many people on it as possible, the main users of the facility are going to be the students of the Fond du Lac School District. And it's going to be a facility where you're going to have Phi Ed, physical education, gym class on it. You're going to have marching band on it. You're going to have all of the sports that can practice on it. You're going to have a number of different activities that are school related. So when you think about it from the district contributing one-third of the cost, I think the 1.5 number that Mr. Tefke put out makes sense, but the board certainly might elect to do a different number too.
Now, it has been pointed out at board meetings, and I think my wife, Peggy Breister, also mentioned that some school districts have raised all of the money to fund their artificial turf fields.
That is true. There are multiple ways that districts have gone around this, at this. So that's true. There's also districts that have paid for the entire thing themselves. So there's a gamut and a wide range of ways that districts get here. And at this point, 125 districts in the state of Wisconsin out of 425 have figured out how to make that happen. And I hope we will be the next one.
All right. The one concern that the board has raised at previous meetings, twofold. The district just asked voters for permission to spend almost $100 million on major building improvements throughout the district. And so this would be using taxpayer money, albeit from the fund balance, but it would be more taxpayer money to fund artificial turf. And just a few years ago, more than $1 million in renovation work was done at Fruth Athletic Field, including a new entryway, and taxpayers spent over $500,000 to do that. There was some money raised, but what happens to Fruth Field?
Well, Fruth Field is going to be there regardless, and we'll use it for various different types of community activities. The YMCA has already expressed some interest in being able to use it for various programs. So I think we still would have opportunities to use it. And I think when you talk about all those events, you kind of have to go back and think about the historic perspective. So when we put bleachers in at Fruth Field in 2006 as part of a referendum, part of the thought there and part of the requirement was that we do more ADA accessibility. And we didn't do it. So when we did the entrance, that was the driver to make sure that fans could enjoy the experience and it was ADA accessible. So we also at that point didn't view that we were going to be making any types of shifts. You know, that was thought to be the long-term home for both the Fond du Lac Cardinals and St. Mary Springs Ledgers, who congratulations to them as well on their third consecutive state championship. But obviously, the water issues that we have had, we talked about putting turf on Fruth Field actually in 2016. And some of the comments there were we have aging school buildings and we have things that we need to take care of, which we have done now through the referendum. And now that we've had the water issues on a more regular basis, we think it makes sense to move out to Fond du Lac High School. And we're asking for the board to consider that contribution to do that so that we have a facility that students can use all the time. And it also would help us, you know, we talk a lot about the games that we don't play or the games that we have to cancel or the games that we have to move to a different facility that has a type of surface like that. We talk about the ways that we have to try out for soccer in a gym or practice on a parking lot, do different things like that, where if we had a surface like this, we would have really a lot of incredible opportunities for kids that other kids that they play against, that they interact with, already have. So that's why we're excited about the opportunity. And the reality is, whether we use district budget funds or we use the fund balance, we're not going back to ask the taxpayer for additional money. We're very grateful for the money that they helped us with in the referendum. And we're actually excited in December over the winter break, we'll be starting some of the asbestos abatement. And that'll be the first time that we're actually getting in the buildings and working. And from that point on, once we get to March, we'll start the additions. And once we get to next summer, we'll be full bore mode in the phase one school. So there's a lot of positive things happening in the Fond du Lac School District, and this could just be one more.
All right, Superintendent Dr. Jim Sieber, great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Greg.
Hi, this is Gary, owner of Brooks Shoes and Repair, downtown Waupun.